Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Lots of stuff happening in the world yesterday, but one of the things I think that social media was going crazy about was the very first picture of Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers. He's starring in a new movie coming out next year as Mr. Rogers. You can text the word Tom, T-O-M, to 73389 if you want to see it. And I saw it yesterday, and it kind of gave me all the feels.
Yes.
It gave everybody all the feels. It came out, and I saw it sweep across social media like a plague. It went so fast.
A beautiful plague.
And which is funny, too, because yesterday, I mean, without going into any of it, was a pretty bad day for social media. So it was nice to every once in a while see this picture show up in a feed and be like,
And he does a great job of, you know, with the sweater and Tom Hanks, an American treasure.
I mean, no kidding.
Okay, so let's stop right there because that's where we disagree.
What?
That he, hear me out, okay? Good, pull the picture up. And if you want the picture on your phone, text Tom, like Rain said, to 73389. But I just watched the Mr. Rogers documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, which producer Gabe saw too. Couldn't recommend it for more people. You'll cry through over half the movie. It's so good. And I'm excited for this Tom Hanks movie to come out. I think it's going to be a great movie as well. That being said, it looks like just Tom Hanks in a red sweater.
Okay.
You said he does a great job. What part of it does he do a good job?
I mean, okay, he's not Mr. Rogers.
No, I know he's not Mr. Rogers.
But yeah, he's wearing the red cardigan and he's got this small little tie on and he's got khakis on.
So he's dressed like Mr. Rogers.
Well, I mean,
it doesn't look anything like Mr. Rogers.
Okay,
it looks like when your friend goes as Mr. Rogers for Halloween with no makeup.
But there's something, everyone excuse my voice. I'm very sorry. There is something about he captures his essence.
He's sitting and smiling.
In a really Mr. Rogers way.
He's not even on a set. He's on a movie. He's in a trailer for where I'm sure he got makeup done, which I can't even really tell. Listen, I'm excited for this movie to come out.
Doesn't sound like it.
I love Tom Hanks. He's a Sacramento institution. But he doesn't look like Mr. Rogers. He doesn't look like Fred Rogers even a little bit. He looks like
mad.
Tom Hanks.
How dare.
In a red sweater with grayish hair.
Okay, listen. Sadly, Mr. Rogers has passed away. Is it possible the next best thing for us is Tom Hanks?
Great point.
I mean, maybe, but we're not getting into that. He's playing Mr. Rogers. He's not Mr. Rogers.
I understand that. I'm just saying he's got a little Mr. Rogers in him, and it's coming through in that picture. You know what? You're a hater just to be a hater. Rain, I can't talk anymore. Yell at him.
Listen, you can text the word Tom to 73389 to get the picture to see what we're talking about, and then text us in and let us know, is Gavin wrong? He is. But if you want to confirm that he is in fact wrong, we would like to hear Wake Up Call listeners' opinions. By the way, I know that Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood has been off the air for a long time. Do they still have it on like Netflix, or do they still have like?
I don't think so. PBS might air. I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know either. But obviously, yesterday was a very heavy day going on in the world. A lot of heavy stuff. Sometimes you just need to watch one episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Right.
And kind of, it's very calming, kind of puts everything a little bit back into perspective. So this weekend, if you have some time with your kids And if you have a half hour, I think there are a bunch of episodes on YouTube. YouTube, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, watch it with your kids. And I think it really kind of puts a lot of stuff back into a perspective on the messages that he puts out.
The documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Well, but for your kids.
That movie, I mean, I think a kid would enjoy some of that movie too, because they play so much of the show in the documentary. But that is what is needed right now. But this doesn't look like Mr.
Okay, I can't
look at this.
To
Gavin, you're wrong. Gavin is wrong.
Thank you.
Quit being a negative Nancy.
Yeah. He looks like Tom Hanks in this picture. Have you people seen Mr. Rogers?
The people
disagree
have
with Gavin,
and they disagree with Gavin.
Oh my God!
Listen,
what are you going to say about that?
I'm pulling up a picture of Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers.
They're practically twins.
Okay, Mr. Rogers had big, dark eyebrows.
They gave him big eyebrows.
That is not what... No, that's not. I'll go back and forth for you two. Look, there's Tom Hanks.
Oh.
There's Fred Rogers.
Who can tell the difference?
I can't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.